Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of the miracle action of the Word of God in your life. We've been talking about God's Word. God's Word's the truth. We're born again by that Word. It's the living Word of God, incorruptible seed that's sown in your heart. And it is spiritual food unto you, praise God. You need to receive that Word of God more than your necessary food. That was Job's testimony. And as you get in the Word of God, it's going to do great things. The miracle action of the Word of God will produce fruit in you. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. When we get born again and we're now in Christ, we're as babes and we need to start receiving the Word that causes us to grow up spiritually. We desire the sincere milk of the Word, just as a baby needs that milk to grow. We, as baby Christians, need the Word of God. And as we receive the Word, we will begin to grow. We'll begin to get strong. We begin to get the knowledge of God. God opens the eyes of our understanding, gives us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him. And He's taking His Word and writing it in your heart and in your mind, praise God. And this Word is so important for you to get it in your life and not just hear it, but be sure you're doing it. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, the Bible says, everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. You know, as you're getting God's Word and receiving it, it's milk to you initially, but we need to begin to be doing the Word, be experienced in acting upon the Word and working it into our life. Every part of the Word of God, all the fruit of the Spirit, all the characteristics of the Lord, all the promises of God, all the ways that He instructs us to walk in the Word of God, we need to get them in us. And here it says, he that uses milk is unskillful. That word means inexperienced. He's inexperienced in the Word of righteousness. He's a baby. If we're still in the baby stage, that's because of the fact that we have not become experienced in the Word of righteousness. You need to get experienced in it because you're going to start doing it. You're going to start acting upon it. You're going to start speaking it because we speak forth the Word to release the power of it. It says, for he's a baby, and that particular word is nepiazo in the Greek, which means not speaking. You've got to learn to start speaking God's Word because that's what's going to release the power of it to bring forth the promises of God. We believe in our heart, and we confess with our mouth to bring into manifestation the promises of God. So get experienced by doing what the Word says, and you will begin to grow up strong in the Lord. Verse 14 says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You got to start doing God's Word. By reason of use, that means reason of habit. The habit of doing the Word day in and day out. The habit of acting upon the Word will cause you to grow up and to be strong in the Lord. Now, we've talked about the fact that you need to study God's Word. Too many people just hear the Word or read a few scriptures every day, but that's not enough for you, the Christian, to see the miracle action of the Word of God. You need to be taking God's Word and studying it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. It is important that you take time to study God's Word. If you don't take time to study God's Word, how in the world are you going to be able to rightly divide the Word of truth? In fact, he says, if you study, you'll be approved unto God, and you'll be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. It's important for you to get in the Word of God. Otherwise, you could easily follow the traditions of men, and you'd make the Word of God of none effect in your life if you don't continue in doing what the Word says. It's very important that you put God's Word first place. So study it. Get the truth so you'll rightly divide the Word of truth and you won't be off in any error if you spend the time in the Word. Hebrews 4:12 says, the Word of God is quick. It's alive. It's powerful, full of power. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God's Word's alive. It's living. as it's sown in you, it's just like seed in the ground. When that seed gets in the ground, it begins to start to work. It's alive. It starts to form that root system and bring forth that plant. God's Word in you is alive, and when it's sown in your heart, it's working in you to bring forth fruit, to motivate you, to give you the thoughts and intents of God, to lead you and guide you in the ways. And the Holy Spirit will take that Word and quicken it up before you to show you what to do in every situation. Praise God. It's full of power. And the miracle action of the Word will work in you as long as you keep it in your heart and in your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He says, "Be not conformed to this world or fashioned alike to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." God wants you in the Word of God so that not only do you have some knowledge, but you're actually being transformed by the renewing of your mind. This word transform is the Greek word metamorpho we've mentioned, and this particular word is a word where we are changed from one species to another. That's what God's doing. We're not thinking like the carnal man anymore. We're getting rid of the carnal mind, and we're putting on the spiritual mind. We're putting on the mind of Christ. And we're being renewed, we're being transformed, we're being changed from a worldly-minded person to a spiritually-minded person. And we're going to walk in the ways of God. Remember, the covenant that God's made with us is He's taken the Word, He's putting it and writing the laws of God, the Word of God, into your mind and in your heart. And He's writing it by the Spirit of the living God. And this Word is coming to dwell in you richly in all wisdom because you're putting on the new man. It's renewed in knowledge, praise God. You need to get in God's Word. The Bible says His words were found and I did eat them, but He took them in. And the Word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. It'll produce that in you. In fact, Psalms 130, verse 5, He says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His Word do I hope." What's the source of hope? The Word. A lot of people get hopeless and down and depressed because they're not thinking on the Word. They don't have the Word before them. God's Word gives you the promises. It gives you hope and shows you what God will accomplish in your life. It says through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures that you will have hope. And of course, God's Word also produces faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hope is of the soul, as the Word is written in your mind. Faith is of the heart, as the Word is written in your heart. And you need the Word in your mind, and you need the Word in your heart. This Word is the Word of His grace. It will build you up, and this Word will give you your inheritance that belongs to you in Christ. 1 John 2:14 says this, that "I've written unto you, young men, because you're strong, and the Word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." You must get God's Word abiding in you because that'll make you strong. And when you're strong, the miracle action of God's Word, as you act upon it, it will cause you to overcome the wicked one. Praise God. Psalms 119, verse 28, He says, "Strengthen thou me according to thy Word." You've got to get God's Word in you. If you're going to have the miracle strength of God, the ability of God to go forth and do anything that He calls you to do, you've got to have the Word in you. In fact, the Bible says He is strong that executes His Word. If you're the one who does the Word, you're going to be strong. You need to get this Word in you. In fact, James 1:21 says that we're supposed to receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save our souls. We need God's Word in us. Praise the Lord. That's why the psalmist says in 119:11, he says, "The Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." I'll tell you, God's Word's powerful. You keep it in the midst of your heart doing it, you won't sin against God. It'll be a motivation against displeasing God. Jeremiah 23:29 says, "Is not my Word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" I'll tell you, when you start speaking God's Word, it's going to release the power of God and overcome your enemies. In Psalm 17:4, it says, "By the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." I'll tell you, God will keep you walking the straight and narrow. Psalms 119, verse 9 says, "Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way?" How are you going to cleanse your way? "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." See, He sanctifies. He cleanses us with the washing of water by God's word in you. God's word has miracle action. It'll heal you. The Bible says He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I'll tell you, when you speak God's Word, it releases power. That's the way Jesus dealt with things in His life. In fact, Hebrews 1:3 talking about Jesus, and said he was upholding all things by the word of his power. He was upholding all things by the spoken word, that's rhema, the spoken word of his power, that's miraculous ability, the dunamis. He upheld all things, and how are you going to do it in your life? You're going to do the same thing. You're going to uphold all things by the spoken word of his power. This word has miraculous ability, and the miracle action of the word works when you put it in your mouth and start speaking it forth. You know, Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." You need to love the word of God. You need to speak God's word. I tell you, Proverbs 13:13 says, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." Those that fear the commandment of God are those that take hold of it and do it. They delight in it. Psalms 1 says, "His delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Then you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You'll bring forth your fruit in your season, your leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Why? Because your delight is in the law of the Lord, the word of God working mightily in you. I tell you, God wants you to be a hearer and a doer of his word. If you continue in the word, you'll be a disciple. You'll know the truth. The truth will make you free. And as you continue in the word, being a hearer and a doer of it, you'll be like a man built his house and dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. And even when the flood arose, rises, the enemy comes, the stream beats vehemently against you, it will not shake you because you're founded upon a rock. But if you're just a hearer and not doer, you'll be built on sand and you'll fall and the ruin of the house will be great. God says you need to be doing his word. Be a hearer and a doer of the word, and that releases the miracle action of the word in your life. And boy, when you hear the word, do the word, speak the word, the angels hearken to the voice of it. And boy, when you swing that sword of the Spirit, you're going to smite your enemies, you're going to move your mountains, and you're going to receive the promises of God coming to pass in your life. I encourage you to get in the Word, do what the Word says, and allow the miracle action of the Word to work mightily in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.